everybody. How's everybody doing today? Sounds awful cheerful. Well, congratulations on your 100th day of school this year. It means you're that much closer to the end, so just keep pounding away. Things will go by quicker than you know it. This would be my fourth year in college. I'm not in college right now, but I plan on going back in September, but this would have been my fourth year, and I just look back and I think, man, it's been 4 years since I graduated from high school. And just to think, man, I could have graduated from college this year. It goes by awful fast. So for all you, I don't know if you have any high school seniors in here. It goes by fast. And you little guys, oh, man, your time will come really quick. So, well, how many of you think that I should go like 2 minutes? You know, quicker we get, you know, get you back in classroom, get you learning. How many of you want me 2 minutes? Okay, that's good. Got a couple people there. That's nice. Well, if you'll take your Bibles, we'll get started. Turn to the book of Proverbs. How many of you brought your Bibles today? Let's see them. Let's put them up. There we go. That's good. That's what I like to see. Well, I preach out of the Bible because I believe the Bible is God's word. And God wrote the Bible. These words that are in here are not my words. These are God's words. And God does not lie. The things that are in this book are true. And we use these things to get closer to God and to learn how we should live our lives. If you'll open the book, Proverbs chapter 3, we're just going to read a couple verses. It says in verse 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just ask that you would be with us right now, Lord, as I speak. I pray that what I say would register in the hearts and minds of these young people, Lord. I pray that you would give me the right words to say. I want this to be of you, Lord, not of me. I pray that as we go about our day, we can always continually be thinking about you and how we can go and honor and please you in all that we say and do. In your name I pray, amen. All right, this is one of my favorite sermons to preach. I've preached this before. And it's pretty much just because I get to beat up on somebody. So I'm going to need Craig Hafer. He's the lucky one today. I've known Craig for a while. And he gets to be the guy. This is actually, I'm going to start with a story pretty much. It's actually about his dog that he used to have. His dog, I don't know if you've ever been to his house when he used to live in Aurora. It was Aurora, right? Yes. And he used to, "Who's from Aurora? Is anybody from Aurora around here? You're from Aurora? Wow. Awesome. And your sister? That's cool. That's a long way off, but that's really neat." But he used to live in Aurora, too, and he used to have this dog, and his name was Max. And Max, he was like kind of a, he was kind of a weird dog. He was a little bit smaller, a little shorter. He was a young dog, but he was a pit bull, part pit bull, something like that. And he was mean. This dog was mean. I know some people say, "Oh yeah, I have a mean." No, this dog was mean. He didn't like anybody. How many of you are dog fans? Anybody like dogs? Who likes dogs in here? Oh, that's, yeah. I'm a dog person. I have a dog. I have a Siberian Husky. Those are those wolf-looking dogs. Yeah, those are really cool. How many of you are cat fans? Anybody? Cat? Cat? Okay, we got some cat people too. Well, hey, I'm not going to be down on you. I have a cat too. The only thing bad about cats is that they get hair everywhere. So if you walk up to me and you shake my hand, I'm going to have cat hair all over me just because my cat likes to leave hair all over the place. But anyways, Craig used to have this dog. His name was Max. And the Hafers actually were going to go on vacation. And so they called me up and they said, "Chris," they said, "we're going to go on vacation for about a week. And we need somebody to come and take care of Max for me." And I said, "Sure, I'll do it." I had been to their house before, and I had met Max, you know, and I tried to pet him, and he'd bite my hand, and I think, ouch, I'm not going to do that again. But so they asked me, you know, come and take care of Max for me. And I just thought to myself, and just like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go over there, and if that dog tries to bite me, I had seen, you know, Robert, little Robert York, his grandpa. He's my inspiration for training dogs. He's always make sure that the dog knows that he is the master. So I'm just like, I'm going to make sure that this dog knows that I'm the master. So I would go to their house after they left. I would go to their house and I'd try to, you know, try to get in the house to let them outside. First thing he'd just do is just right off the bat come and attack me. But so it was pretty much like, down, Max, down, 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 down. But for the illustration's sake, Craig here gets to be Max. Craig is Max the dog. So I'm going to show you a little bit, kind of, sort of what I would do to Max as he was trying to gnaw on my leg, you know, as I'm trying to take him outside so he can do his business and give him his food and give him his water. First thing that I would do, he'd come and attack me, and what I would do is this. And so, here, we'll come up here so you can see better. Here we go. So I get him down like this. I say, all right, Max, we're going to stay here until you stop biting me. Okay? And so we'd stay like this for 5-10 minutes. And he was a stubborn dog, but I'm stubborn too. I'm not a stubborn dog, stubborn person. But we would stay like this, and he'd wiggle around, and he'd squirm, and he'd bite, and he'd gnaw, and then he'd stop. I was like, okay, I'm going to let you up now. And I'd let him up, and the first thing he would do is he'd bite me again. So we went down again like this. And so we would do this all over again. And so pretty much for this whole week, I was doing this to Max. And I'd do other stuff too. I had heard stuff about training dogs and, you know, how you could get animals to stop biting you and stuff. I heard that if you spit in a dog's mouth, it'll stop biting you. So I would try this, you know. And then this is what I would do when my dog, Shadow, when she would start biting me, I'd stick my hand in her mouth. You know, that doesn't feel good, but I'd stick my hand in her mouth like this, and I'd grab her tongue, you know, and I'd try. He's a good sport. But, and I would try everything, but nothing that I did would make Max stop biting me. But towards the end of the week, a little bit, he kind of eased up. He didn't bite me as soon as I walked in the door. So just after I put the food down, you know, he thought, ooh, there's a hand. I better bite it. But so he got a little better. But just after that constant battle this whole week, I'm grabbing Max and I'm pushing him down. I'm like, Max, we'll sit here all day if we have to, but you've got to stop biting me. You got to do what I say. I'm the master. You're the dog, not the other way around, okay? So we would do this just this whole time, this whole week. And I just thought, you can go ahead, stand up. Thanks, I appreciate it. But then I saw this other dog. I was sitting in my car in a parking lot, and it was this really gorgeous German Shepherd. How many of you know what German Shepherds are? Oh, those are cool-looking dogs. This German Shepherd was really cool. The guy that was walking him, he wasn't wearing a leash or a collar or anything, but he was walking his dog, and this dog was walking right next to him. I mean, he would take a step, and the dog would take a step, and then the dog would sit down. If his master stopped, he would stop and sit down. He had this dog trained so well that he didn't have to have a leash or a collar or anything. He would just walk around, and the dog would walk right next to him, right beside him. And then if he would stop, the dog would stop and sit down. He had it trained that well that he didn't have to worry about it running off and doing its own thing. And young person, I just want to say, what kind of the dog do you think you fit? Are you kind of like the Mad Max type where you just kind of want to do what you want to do and do your own thing and just kind of go on out there and just have as much fun as you can? I'm sure he thought, oh, you know, it'll be fun to bite this guy. I just feel like biting something. He was a mean dog, but they ended up having to get rid of him, just how mean he was. But the point is still the same. Do you just do what you want to do? Or are you obedient and submissive to those in authority over you, to the God that is over you? If you look in chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, and so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. It goes on for a little bit. But it says, receive my words. First thing we need to do is we need to receive the words of God and to accept those commandments and hide them in our hearts and to do those things that we know that we should do. And you know what? If you feel like you and God are like this all the time, if you feel like you and God are constantly having a battle, or you and your parents are constantly fighting, or you and your teachers just don't get along and things are just like this, chances are you're not being submissive. You're not receiving the words of instruction that people are giving to you, that God is giving to you. People in authority, I had to learn this, that those in authority over you, your teachers, your pastors, and your parents, God has put those people in authority over you. So in a sense, when you submit to those authorities, such as your pastor, you are submitting to God himself because he has placed those people over you. So young people, it's important that we learn that we need to be submissive. We need to yield ourselves to those in authority. I don't want to be this kind of dog. I don't want to be Mad Max, where somebody's constantly got to have me on a leash and have me tied up and have me being pushed down and sticking his fingers in my mouth because I'm doing wrong. I don't like that. I don't like it when people are coming up to me and saying, you know, you're doing this wrong. Or, you know, my parents tell me, no, go to your room and wait for me because you're going to get a whooping. I don't hear that anymore because I'm old and I'm, you know, so much more mature now. But, yeah, that's my sister. She's laughing her head off over there. How many of you like my tie? Do you like this tie? I can't decide. It's kind of, you know, it's got a nice color and a nice design on it and everything, but my sister bought it for me, and that just kind of kills it right there. When my sister likes it, I kind of know, wait a second, I don't know if I should like that very much. But no, she did an awesome job singing, and I appreciate that. I would much rather preach than sing because I can't carry a note worth anything. But what kind of dog do you want to be? This is Max, the dog that's constantly got to be having put down and tied up. Or do you want to be that German Shepherd where he can actually, if he wanted, you know, he's not restrained in any way. He's not being, you know, forced to do something in the sense that, you know, he's got to be wrestled to the ground or anything like that. He's obedient to his master because he loves his master and his master loves him. And he is submissive to him and he does what he wants. And because of that, he is happy. He is given what the Bible says in chapter 3, verse 2. It says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That sounds like a pretty happy life to me. I want to be happy in life. Don't you want to be happy in life? Who here wants to be happy in life? I don't think anybody here wants to be unhappy. But if you're constantly going to God and fighting with God and fighting about doing his will and fighting with your parents and fighting with those in authority over you, you're not going to have a happy life. And what I want for you young people is to have a happy life. I want for you to have a God-blessed life. I want for you to do the will of God. And you know what? There's going to be at times you say, okay, I want to be that German Shepherd. I want to do God's will, and I want to have that freedom and that relationship with God and that kind of love. And you know what? You're going to have that, and it's going to be awesome. But there's going to be, you know, there might be at some point in there that you slip up, and maybe you do something wrong. As I was watching this German Shepherd follow his master stopped one time, and the dog stopped, but he didn't sit down. The master, just really quick, and he didn't do it hard, he just turned and went right on the dog's rump, and then the dog sat down. So he wanted that dog, when he stopped, to sit down. Now, there's going to be certain points in life when you're over here and you want to be that German Shepherd and you want to do right and you're going to slip up. And you know what? God's going to give you a tap and he's going to say, hey, buddy, you messed up. You need to do right. You need to do this. You need to stay doing my commandments. You need to stay receiving my word. So if you aren't over here being constantly beat up and being put down and you might be over here, then you need to stay the course. You need to stay doing right. You need to stay where you're at, receiving his words and doing his will, and you're going to have a much better life. And that's all I got for you. If we just bow our heads and close our eyes, just pray.